tough one out there then, Jim, did you?
Eh?
Tough out there.
Oh, it's always tough when you come down here. We said that. That's why I was angry with him at half time, because we started the game really well and we got a goal, and then I thought we missed two great chances with Gozie's free header. And there's no doubt the sending off, you know, we're disappointed with it. We lost the header there and the boys through, but it set us back. And I thought from then on to the half, we were lucky to come in at 1-1 because they got a lift of it and they played really well for, up to half time. So, but I had to get in about them and tell them it wasn't about playing well today. You're a man doing. You've got to go out here and show that if you're to come here, if you're wanting to be up there challenging for promotion, you've got to come down to places like this and you're up against it. So we've got to show a bit of character. And I thought we started the second half, even with 10 against 11, better than we finished it. So there's no doubt a bit of stupidity by the boy. You know, he's what possessed him to put it in with his hand. Then when it went to 10-10, I think you could see we just gained in confidence. Then we created a number of chances. Gagan could have had a hat-trick today. How we missed the one at 1-1, I'll never know. And then when Muff laid them all on, didn't he? All the chances that he had, and he's taken them first time. I mean, Andy Gagan last year would have slotted them away, but as long as he keeps getting in there and on the end of things, it'll turn for him. And maybe have him back then Monday for a bit of finishing or something like that. Afternoon. But no, they were. It wasn't great the second half. I think with 10 men, you know what you're going to get. You have to stand up to it. And if you didn't, they'll beat you. It's as simple as that. But we stood up to it and we battled away. And we rejigged the formation a couple, two or three times the second half. We had a back three. And then we went back to a four when the man got sent off for a wee while. And then they put Willie Gibson through the middle. So we went to a back three again. And at the end, I thought for me the whole highlight of the second half was Ryan Williamson.
Yep.
I mean, Jesus, yeah, I mean, we just couldn't stop him, and he set up a couple of good chances, and lucky, so the only one I'll give him a bit of stick for is that last one. He should have taken it to the corners and stood there. I reckon he was trying to score there because he slipped and the goalie boots it up the park and we're under pressure, so just take it to the corner and snap. That's just an experience, but what a joy to watch him going up that wing at times. He's hard to stop, he's got good feet, he gets in there, and you know, as he gets older and wiser, he'll produce a lot more goals and score goals himself. So but I was much more pleased about the tenacity that you need to show down here, and we showed a bit of resilience in the second half, and we got our goal. We battled really, really well, because they're always going to be dangerous, especially when they put balls into the box. There are a couple of headers that, you know, could cause us problems, but having said that, I think the clearer cut chances were at the other end with Gags, and we could have finished them off. But it doesn't matter how you do it, coming to a place like this gives you a wee marker to go into tough places, because this is one of the toughest in the league to come to and get a result. It showed that last year, so really, really pleased. And they've earned, after being in on Monday, they've earned a few days off next week, we're not having a game. So, and then if you've got a break, it's always nice to go into it with a win. It makes everybody's buzzing. So, but we had to work hard for it, and Stranraer made sure that we had to do that. All right.